Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Hajj is considered one of the most significant annual landmarks for the Muslim community. During this time of year, people make their pilgrimage to the Kaaba, also known as the House of Allah, which is located in the Saudi Arabian city of Mecca, considered holy ground for those of the Islamic faith. But this year, things have gone terribly wrong due to the unexpectedly high temperatures affecting the region. At least 1,300 people have already died making their way to Mecca, with local authorities expressing concerns that number could rise. Saudi Health Minister Fahad Al-Jalali says the majority of those who died were unregistered travellers.
While the number of deaths reached 1,300, and may God have mercy on them all and forgive them, 83% of them were unauthorized. They were exposed to the long-distance elements I mentioned previously and were under the sun without shelter.
Temperatures in the area have at times exceeded 50 degrees Celsius, making this year's pilgrimage extremely dangerous. The official Saudi news agency, SPA, has said people walked for hours under direct sunlight without enough protection from the heat. Saudi health facilities have treated almost 500,000 people, with the local health ministry trying to raise awareness over the dangers of extreme heat. American Saida Wuri has told CNN her parents are among the dead.
Someone from the U.S. embassy did advise that natural causes could have been due to a heat stroke. Honestly, I don't think that they were properly prepared for this trip. There was a group of them, maybe up to 100 people, that were traveling under a certain agency. They've saved their entire lives to embark on this journey, and they didn't receive the proper preparation, the proper documents. It was just a nightmare overall experience of a trip.
But this year's participation in the Hajj has reached record numbers, with people gathering from across several nations, majorly populated by members of the Muslim faith. Saudi authorities say 1.8 million pilgrims have taken part in the Hajj. Speaking to French media outlet France 24, Muslim pilgrim Rashid Said has described the situation as an act of willful negligence.
People are dying, hundreds of people I saw. I saw hundreds of people that are dying on the track, but nobody are picking the dead bodies. They said there is no ambulance. It's a murder. It's a murder of 500 people.
The deaths had been independently reported by each of the nations who saw people travel to Saudi Arabia to take part in the pilgrimage. Indonesia said over 200 of its nationals had been killed, while India reported a further 98 deaths. Pakistan, Malaysia, Jordan, Iran, Senegal and other nations have also reported casualties. Dr. Aether Hussain, who is currently in Mecca, has told the BBC that the conditions in the area this year were almost suffocating.
For me, a person who has visited this blessed city for over 33 years, I have never seen such extreme heat and conditions. We saw people every 50 yards struggling with the heat, full of perspiration. We found that it was difficult for the old, for the frail, and indeed for the fit and healthy as well.
Saudi Arabian authorities remained silent on the number of dead until Sunday night. They have received heavy criticism from other nations for not doing enough to protect the pilgrims from the heat and difficult circumstances of the journey. Saudi officials say they had removed hundreds of thousands of unauthorized pilgrims from Mecca, adding that the number of those who made the journey illegally is too large to keep track of. Many pilgrims attempt to participate in the Hajj without acquiring a permit due to its hefty cost, with the price tag sitting at around $450. Samir Bagain, a professor of planning and resilient systems at Kent University, has told German news outlet Deutsche Welle that the local infrastructure could also have played its part in the tragedy.
I think the other issue, which is probably a lot more serious, is the nature of the urban infrastructure that then surrounds the anyone going to Hajj, and that could include everything from streets to possibly, I mean, we've seen pictures of fountains of drinking water, but actually, you know, when you have a combination of heat and so many people, you'll have millions of people on the spot. You need a different scale of infrastructure. You need a different scale of measures. And also you need an urban environment that actually makes people safe. And it looks like what's happened in this case, a combination of things not working well in the urban environment and the high heat actually creating a situation where loss of life was inevitable.
The fallout from the large number of casualties is ongoing. Egyptian Prime Minister Mostafa Madbouly has removed the licenses of 16 tourism companies who illegally enabled people to take the pilgrimage, referring their managers to prosecutors. In Jordan, several travel agents who aided people to make the journey to Mecca illegally were immediately detained. Meanwhile, in Tunisia, Religious Affairs Minister Brahim Shaibi has been removed from his position by the country's president, Kais Saied. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.